News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
Hello, everyone, and Ed Reimer with you here on a Father's Day weekend. And I was going to tell you, I had not planned to do a show or a broadcast, and some of you already know, you can see him on your TV screen, I guess, or your video screen. With me tonight is a good friend that called and wanted to come on, and let's just talk about this and that and everything else. Mr. Murfreesboro himself, Bill.
Hi.
Welcome back to WGNS.
Glad to be here.
What's going on?
We could let the part about me calling you wanting to be on the show. No, I'm just kidding. No,
sorry.
I'm fine. Hey, it's great to be alive and to be up here in the studio.
No, I want to tell you, I'm glad you did, because I was going to just do a repeat show. And, but, hey, we're here in town, so, you know.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out
there. I had a good one. I had a good ribeye steak for a late lunch and on the grill. And I've got some more goodies waiting at home when I get there. I've got some angel food cake with strawberries and whipped cream.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
I had some hibachi. My son, William, took me to lunch and paid for it.
William, do you have my address? You have my phone number?
No, I appreciate that.
Sure.
He made me, a father. It's not always easy being a father, And I'm going to give a shout out
it's not.
Dickie Thomas, happy Father's Day, and my brothers,
Mitch and David.
But it's great. I'm glad to be up here, man. Y'all've got some new equipment. Jackson's still here.
Yeah. Your mother's doing well.
Mom is doing very well.
You know, I still have not met her.
I've never met her. Do you remember when she was on the show?
I remember when she called.
On Mother's Day.
Was it Mother's Day? Yeah.
It was like three years ago.
And I want to thank Carol Ann Elmore. Thank you. Terry, thank you. Terry Livingston's. I think Terry's back up near Knoxville, I believe. Thank you. All of you that usually listen. Stu Miller, thank you. Hope you're listening.
They can watch on your Facebook page, right?
Do what?
Can they watch the show on your Facebook page?
You can watch Facebook Live. You can watch YouTube Live. We'll get into all that in a minute. I'll tell you what, though. Jackson, let's kick this thing off if we could. But for right now, my name is still Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that's a little rock and roll to kick you off for a Father's Day Sunday night. And this is Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm your host, Ed Raymer. Show is produced here at Studios WGNS, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach me and Bill tonight. I've already told you who our guest is, Mr. Murfreesboro himself, with your questions, comments, or thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also send us a text to that number. And Jackson, who's working the board for us tonight, will be glad to read it over the air for you. Those of you that do not wish to be heard live on the air. Some of you may be a little bit too shy. And we understand that. Again, my guest this evening, Mr. Bill Wilson, Mr. Murfreesboro himself. Now, you can listen to us a number of different ways. First of all, the way Bill and I first got here was listening to us on the good old-fashioned regular radio.
Right.
AM 1450.
Transistor.
Yeah, that's that square, sometimes rectangular box in the dash of your car. It's called a radio. I don't know, many people don't use it anymore. But there are other ways. And of course, FM, you've got, we've simulcast on three frequencies. 1450 AM, of course, as the station has done since the beginning, and then 100.5 or 101.9 FM, and you can reach us. If you're in Smyrna, you can pick us up. We got a good tower strength down there on 100.5, And you can also watch us on Facebook Live. You can go to News Radio WGNS. You can find us there. And we are on YouTube. My wife listens on Alexa. So anyway, you know, you wish to do it. Well, there's a number of ways you can find us. Stitcher, all those other things. Bill was asking a while ago. I can't name them all. There are so many. And
Apple.
We thank all of you. Apple,
yeah,
all the good
all
stuff.
That.
Yeah, all of it. And Bill knows more about that than me. And by the way, always remember you can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. And I have a lot of people that will not listen to this show until like Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday next week.
Right.
And they'll run into me here or there. And they'll let me know, hey, I heard Mr. Murfreesboro, good show the other night. And a lot of people do that. They listen by podcast. And listen to Angela Bingham. Check her out. She does a great job. She's normally in here every Sunday night at 6 with Simplicity. And I didn't get to see her tonight. And I got here, Bill and I pulled in about the same time, running a little bit late. And, of course, we had some inclement weather outside, Bill. So
right. That,
she may have went and run, got to the car in between the raindrops. Jason Qualls does a good broadcast on financial coaching. Great job. All of our sports shows, of course. And we thank you for listening. Now, Bill, speaking of sports, we lost a longtime legend here in Murfreesboro this week. Mr. Jack Jolly passed away.
Mr. Baseball.
That he was.
Yeah.
You know, and 94 years of age. I'm not going to read you the entire obituary, but it's in today's Daily News Journal. I have it right here in front of me. And, you know, I was talking to his son, John. John was going to try and give us a call if he gets a chance. They've had a lot going on, needless
sure.
to say. excuse me. You know, the one thing, and another great Murfreesboro resident, and I always refrain from trying to use the word great, but he was just a guy that, I'll tell you, he was a lot like your dad was. And when, you know, you talked about, you know, what about this guy? What about, you know, mainly he's just a good guy.
He was a great dude. And I
just a wonderful person.
And I have known the Jolly family for probably 50 years or so.
Sure.
Because Dolly Jolly, Mrs. Jolly.
She taught you.
She was my third grade teacher.
Your third grade teacher.
And I always said, that's just the cool name, Dolly Jolly. But then
that
John
is
a good
yeah.
friend. John and my younger
John.
Brother David, campus school together, and he's
right.
like a little brother to me.
It's
like a little brother, but
sure.
what a good life to live to be 94 years old. And he'd been a coach, mainly Oakland High School.
Yeah, and I think he had been, and I want to say this, Mr. Jolly, as I can understand from reading, he had not bounced around. There was none of that going on.
No.
He had coached. He loved the sport so much. He would coach 8 or 10 years, I think, at one place. There may have been one or two. He didn't stay long. Maybe he was trying to just fill in or help out. But he must have been a baseball guru.
Well, yeah, he was a professional scout for the Montreal Expos.
And for the
Chicago White Sox.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so he
wow.
knew.
Man.
He had a passion. It was
he really did, didn't he? Yeah.
At passion, you know, a coach and just helping people.
That's right. But, you know, like I said, the one thing about it is people, you know, just always when you finished up said, you know, the main thing about Jack is Jack's just a good guy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said that about your father.
Yeah.
Who is no longer with us.
Right.
So, you
well,
know, well he's just a good guy.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Right. We should, you know, the golden rule.
Yeah.
But I mean, condolences go to Susie, too. Susie, Dolly.
Okay. Now, that's John's sister.
That would be John's sister, yes.
John's sister, okay.
That may be John calling.
That may be John calling. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead, please.
Hey. I look choked up.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
John Jolly, how
What's
are
up,
you?
Man?
I know y'all have been very, very busy.
Choked up.
Well,
I thought this was Dee Snider.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Not, I really appreciate y'all talking about my dad, and hey, we really appreciate that.
Well, he's certainly deserving of it, and like I told you, I'll tell all of our people that are listening now, John, me and you have known each other now going back a number of years, you know. Yeah, a long time. And, I mean, everybody, and I called John on the way into the station, and I told him, I said, we're going to do a little thing for your dad tonight, and I wanted you to call in if you wish to. And I know, say to have your 2 cents, so to speak. But the one thing, and you just heard me talk about, everybody always said was, Jack Jolly is just a good guy, you know. I mean, what else?
Nobody said that.
Hey, John, where did he grow up?
He grew up here in Murfreesboro. He was born in Huntington, Tennessee. Huntington.
That's West Tennessee, yeah.
Correct. And then they moved here, and he went in the school system here. But he grew up. He lived over, if I'm not mistaken, he lived for years at like 313 or 630 on North Church Street. He actually lived over there at the corner also of right across from the old health department right there.
Oh, you know, okay. Yeah.
He lived out there as a kid when he was about 5 years old. He lived over there around 4th Avenue. I mean, he used to talk about, you know, how parents are. I walked, you know, miles to school, and he really did, you know.
Right.
I'll tell you what, I got it right here, John, if you allow me just a couple of seconds here.
Sure.
He began in 1953. That's when he began his career in education and coaching at Walter Hill High School.
That's when they had high schools.
I didn't know Walter Hill ever had a high school.
Yeah, Christiana.
Really?
I mean, all your. Yeah.
He also taught and coached at Critchlow Elementary, Mitchell Nielsen Elementary, Tullahoma High School, Smyrna High School, and Oakland High School. His Smyrna High School football team of 1960 went undefeated. His baseball teams at Tullahoma and Oakland won 7 district championships, 3 regional championships for most of his life. Jack was involved with some phase of baseball. And I'm reading this from the Daily News Journal from the obituaries published today. He retired in 1988 after 35 years in education. But
he was a storyteller too.
Was he?
Yeah, I mean, really? Every time I saw your mom and dad, they would always tell me, "Hey, we love Mr. Murfreesboro or whatever." But
right,
they are genuinely just good people.
They're just good folks. Yeah,
you know. I love Miss Jolly.
The funny thing about my dad is, my mother was 35 and he was 38 when I was born. So, you know, he started teaching at an early age. So everyone, you know, he was in his early 20s teaching high schoolers and stuff like that. So literally they were only, 4 or 5 years younger than him.
Wow.
So when I was in high school, all these people I was in high school with, he had already taught their parents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure.
My mom just loves your dad. I'm like, how does she know? Oh, well, she had him and so-and-so, you know.
Sure. Yeah. And did he ever teach you, John? Did he ever?
Your mom taught you, right?
No.
They wouldn't do it, huh? They just refused.
So at campus,
no, at campus. So you were Miss Strange's class in third grade.
Yeah, Miss Strange. But I mean, you know, I played baseball and everything, and sure. I was decent, I guess. But I tell you, when it came to got high school, and it was nope, I'm not going to play for him. There's no way. So that's my baseball days ended as soon as it was time for me to play in high school.
Yeah, because he loved the game, but he was serious about it, as I understand.
Very.
Hear him now. That's deplorable.
That's deplorable.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, his father, my grandfather, was huge, huge baseball. Played in the Kitty League, which is the Kentucky, Tennessee, something else.
Like minor league? Was that like a minor
correct.
League?
Yeah, it was like a minor league team for the Red Sox. And but you know, my grandfather is one of the guys, the rules My grandfather became an umpire and everything too, and started, you know, leagues around here and all that stuff. But my grandfather was one of the guys that got along, you know, got together with these, you know, 10 other umpires or however many it was, and came up with the rules that are pretty much still in effect today in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll tell you another couple of people, I'll bet. Well, one of them had mentioned earlier this week in the paper, because your dad has, he's been all over the headlines, unfortunately, because of this, but and deservedly too, deservedly so, was Kenneth Coon Victory down in Smyrna.
My father loved him, and Coon Victory loved my father.
Oh, yeah. Coon has had so much to do with so many people, and then another one would have probably, I'm going to guess, and I haven't heard from him, but he listens a lot of the time, was Hooper Pinyol. Because Hooper and I think Hooper and Coon played baseball together, and I'd bet you that your dad may have coached Hooper.
Possibility.
You know. See, my mother was just talking about Coon the other day. I think my dad, or maybe I read it. I can't remember. It's been so hectic last few days. I think Coon might have played for him when he was 7 years old or something.
When
like
he was
that,
younger.
You know? Yeah, they mentioned that.
And Kenny Gerhart played for your dad. Didn't he?
Kenny Gerhart?
Yeah. Yeah, Kenny did.
Yeah.
Sure. But, I mean, and you could go on. There's no telling, John, how many we're leaving out. And, folks, we don't mean to slight anyone. But when you've touched this many lives, you can't start listing them. Those are just a few between me and Bill came to light, you know.
Yeah.
But, John, I know this man, you know, and people always said he'll be missed. But I'm going to tell you, this man will be missed. And his knowledge still, as I understood, even at 94, a great knowledge of wealth,
you know,
knowledge about baseball.
He had the knowledge, but the thing about my father is the last past 3 years, he was in memory care at Adams Place, which God bless those people. They are amazing over there. But even though he was in memory care, I'd go over there, he'd be, oh, I'm so mad, you know, because I can't remember this. And, you know, it was because he couldn't remember what he ate for supper the night before. I'm like, Daddy, I can't even remember that.
Right,
you know?
I can't either. A lot of people get upset over that. Yeah.
But yet he'd tell you about him and, I don't know, I'll make up David Thompson, whatever, whomever, you know, make up some name. He could tell you about them going to a ball game in Gallatin in 1953 and where they stopped at what store and what that guy got on his sandwich and what the score was and the top of the third and this and that and the other.
Sure.
I mean, I've seen him with his players that he had for years. He'd tell stories about, yeah, you remember we were playing that game against Gallatin or whomever, and it was in the thing. And they're like, Mr. Coach, I don't remember any game.
You know? I'm telling you. John. Thank you so much. Thank you for your family. Thank you for
thanks, bro. Love you, man.
For your time tonight. We appreciate it. Thank you. And the best to your mother and to your sister. Okay?
Thank you. We appreciate it. God bless y'all. Appreciate it.
Take care, John. John Jolly, son of the late now Jack Jolly, who passed away this week at the age of 94. Jackson's going to take us to our first series of breaks, and we're very appreciative of that. Mr. Murfreesboro is here. Bill Wilson, stay with us. Ed Raymer with you here. We'll be back right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low-maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
All right, and we are back. And Bill, hey, you got a call. Well, what's your name? Mr. Jolly had requested funeral, red, white, and blue.
Yeah, his funeral Saturday at Woodfin's. I don't know if you have the time on that, but they
visitation will be Saturday, June 22nd, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And Woodfin Memorial Chapel and
family wants everybody to wear red, white, and blue.
Okay.
Because of the Oakland Patriots.
Will be Saturday, June 22nd at 1 p.m. is what time the services will be at Woodfin Memorial Chapel.
Over on Las Casas Highway. New Las Casas Highway.
And the family requested everyone wear red, white, and blue.
Because of his affiliation with the Oakland Patriots as a coach.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Todd Newberry, if you're listening... Just want to give you a shout out.
Yeah, Todd is one of my many critics out there.
I love Todd.
I don't think Todd loves me too much. I'll be honest with you.
Todd is a great. Hey, he's a good one.
Good.
The real estate market. Everybody's like talking doom and gloom, but it is what it is. I mean, people still need houses, you know.
Sure, and we're going to touch on that. And Bill, first of all, thank you for doing this.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. We are already at the point me and you go back a ways now. I mean, how long does this go on? Well, I hope it goes on a long time, to be honest with you.
I like the graphics and stuff, man. They've picked it up a little bit. When is this building? Maybe I shouldn't talk about WGNS, but when is this building? Are they going to build a new building? Tell us, Scott.
Now, this is all speculation, and Jackson would probably know more than me, but as of right now, they were going to build a new building for the station in lieu of all this development we've got here, of course.
But it's not going to be in this location.
It's supposed to be, as I had heard, was across the street, and then just do a swap.
Yeah.
Because this building sits right in the middle. I think now Murfreesboro owns all this here except just this one spot that, of course, the Walker family still owns.
Right.
I believe. So, well,
yeah, there's fixing to be a lot of changes down here.
There's about to be a lot of changes. But
Towns Creek's coming up out of Broad Street.
It takes a long time. So, anyway, that's the plan there. But I had Jackson. He was good enough to go back. Pettis Reed is on the front. He's one of our fine commissioners here in Rutherford County. Rockvale. And here in the Sunday Daily News Journal. And he is out at his farm. And the headline is, we need to protect what's left of our farmland. And Pettis resides on 40 acres of the remaining. This is an article by Scott Broden, here in the Daily News Journal. Resides on 40 acres of the remaining 170-acre farm that belonged to his maternal grandparents on the far southwest side of Rutherford County. And
that's at Versailles. Versailles.
Versailles. Yeah. Versailles. Is that how they say that?
It depends if you're from there or you don't.
Okay. Some say tomato, some say tomato. Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
A lot of history there.
Rutherford County lost more than 22,000 acres of farmland between 2014 and 2023, according to studies from the University of Tennessee Center of Farm Management and American Farmland Trust. Now, this is when it gets down to you, Mr. Murfreesboro, because you are in the real estate business.
Oh, it's
the
crazy.
The population, it's in here somewhere.
We're about 180. No, the county's about 350 or 4, man.
It's close to. I've got it. The lost farmland residents in Rutherford. In 2023, we added 6,400 residents. And that took us to a population of 367,000.
I was close. I said 3. But they say it's going to double in 20 years.
The gain of people topped the state's 95 counties, according to UT, and a study by the Boyd Center Business and Economic Research. Now, Jackson was good enough to go back and pull this up for me. Our population when I moved here in 1980...
We're talking about the county.
The county, not the city.
How much was it, 80,000?
84,000.
Wow. But you know what? In the DNJ, Pettus is on the front page, and he's talking about they need to save green space. Of course, you remember Manson Pike is where Medical Center Parkway is. So, that was 20 years ago.
I know. It hasn't been long. It hasn't been that long.
Dad and Mel Adams had an office at the corner of Broad Street. It was Manson Pike.
It was Manson Pike.
And there was an Arby's right next door.
Arby's. Because him and Mel had an office there together. Yeah, and Mel was in the aluminum business,
And John Salmon ran the Adams and Linderman. It was in the back. But something, I did some research. Gallatin has something to where they have to have so much green space per something. But it would be nice if there was some sort of green space other than the greenway, because I just think it looks better. I mean, I know that we're anywhere you go, they're moving dirt.
I know, but
and that's being progressive is a whole lot better than being
of course. And we've been very progressive at this point, but that's a staggering figure from 84,000 to 360 something.
Four times, yeah.
I mean, but. Now, you are in the real estate business. You make a living selling houses, selling property. That's part of it. But we have a problem, for example, schools.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to keep building these schools. People are going to keep coming here.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, there was more than 6,317 was the number, I believe. And you're bound to talk about this. And I mean, now I'm not privy to a lot of this anymore. I'm not out there in the mix of this. What is being said in private industry? I mean, I'm not asking you any trade secrets. I don't mean that. You know what I'm saying.
What's the feeling
of the brokers and all that? I mean, how is there a way to handle this?
Well,
from where you sit,
in a good shape. I mean, if you talk about real estate hand in hand, California comes to mind. People, here's what I think happened. Years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, people from California, it could be other places, moved here. Why do they move here? Well, the tax rate, there's no income tax. There's a lot of things that you can do here in Middle Tennessee. I mean, you're a day's drive to 75% of the U.S. population.
Sure.
So within 500 miles. So to get mobility, we're close to everything. Nashville's had a boom. If you call U-Haul right now and ask for the where's the number one place U-Haul trucks are being rented, and they will, or destination in North America, it's Nashville in the Middle Tennessee area.
Yeah, they still equate us on a national level as far as that goes. We're a suburb of Nashville,
and
Atlanta's been the same way with a lot of their suburbs too. All those towns around that, but our growth has been phenomenal.
What we're seeing is a lot of people coming here. For the first time, I'm seeing people move from this area to like Manchester.
I know.
To Schevelville.
Yeah.
Woodbury, Tullahoma.
Right.
Down to Estill Springs.
Good areas down there. Woodbury is a fantastic area.
As long as they're
area.
An hour away, from
sure,
an airport or whatever. But yeah, it's going on, man. It's, I think if you had a if they were covered wagons now, and you had a sad, like, and you could look down on Earth, you'd see these big ruts of the wagons coming from California to Middle Tennessee.
Yeah,
because
the
there's so
the
many.
The exodus is now turned around and is coming back.
But it started years ago.
It started years ago.
When the people from California moved here, they really liked it.
Sure.
And some people would say, well, this is a red state or whatever. I don't want to, like, get into
politics.
Yeah,
I know that. Right.
But people move here because of the income tax. They've got, you know, it's a great place. We've got great schools.
That's the reason.
The roads
that,
are,
that,
you know.
I, of all that I over here, the top reason is the school system.
And the family members 20 years ago that from California, well, they told their, hey, y'all need to move to Tennessee. There's no taxes. It's, you know, guns, whatever. So here's the deal. People started moving here, and then it just caught on like wildfire. And if you've got a house in California with 1,200 square feet that sells for $800,000, naturally they come here and or wherever and
buy one
pay
for $400,000.
Well, or pay cash. But the housing market is still appreciating. The homes are still going up. The average, I don't have it exactly, but Davidson County, Williamson County, I mean, it's over like $1 million something.
Yeah, Davidson, Williamson, and there's another county. We're leading the way with the growth. We're leading
us, yes.
Top in now we're not talking about just a state now, we're talking the United States of America.
This whole area, yeah.
Here's some numbers for you from 2014 to 2023. Okay.
So 10 years, not 10 years.
Okay. Agricultural to residential, 9,818 acres.
That's in Rutherford County.
Rutherford County. This is Rutherford County. Agriculture to commercial, 603 acres. Okay. Agriculture to other. Now, I guess that could be schools or whatever.
Bible theme park. No,
yeah, they're going to come.
No.
Let's don't get into that. 4,864 acres. And, you know, that's the loss for a total of 22,044 acres over the last 10 years. So
there's no more.
I know.
I don't think there's any large farms. I mean, I think we were talking about this in the break. My great-grandfather, his name was Thomas Rogers, bought a farm. He had an option to buy the farm where the landfill is. That there's he had like 200 to 300 acres there. This was like was 1915, 1916.
Sure, sure.
This is on my mom's side. So, or he could have gotten nearly 800 acres on Braidville Road. More land, and it was going to be less money. So they moved from Sullivan's Bend, which is in Smith County. Shout out to Brent Long. It took them about 10 days or so to drive the cattle. You and I go to Carthage, it takes 45 minutes.
They brought cattle with them. They had to drive.
Somebody had a vehicle, and then the rest were on horses. They were walking. They had to bring the cattle in, all the farm animals, and it took like 8 to 10 days.
That's a great story. That's hard
now,
to believe.
In 1947, that farm was recognized in the Reader's Digest as the most self-sufficient farm in the United States. I have a copy.
Really?
They grew their own vegetables. They
grew
their own cows for milk and beef.
Sure.
Their hogs for sausage, bacon.
Sure.
Their chickens, poultry, and eggs.
Wow.
Grew their own tobacco, too, but that's not such a
good
thing.
Sure. Well,
anyway,
we had a tobacco base at our
farm
in
those days.
Sure.
Back in those days, that's a pretty big farm, 700 or 800 acres.
That's a big farm.
Now, if you go to Wyoming, it's 30,000 acres. I mean,
it's a whole different world.
Back in those days, we had a family garden where that Rogers Park is today that Papa had give 10 acres to the city to be a park. And it's over off of Cypress.
Okay.
They got tennis courts. They got a soccer. They got a pavilion. They've got basketball courts. That's where there were some people who lived in a house there. There were some, I guess you call them sharecroppers.
That's what everybody was.
And we had a huge garden there.
Sure, right.
And we would go over there and harvest it. And when we were done, we invite, you know, the neighbors, whatever's left over, they got
come get it.
Get whatever you want.
Get whatever you
want.
And
that's the way it used to be.
That is right. Sure, it's the way it was.
People took care of each other.
But now you're talking about a huge garden.
Well, it was maybe an acre or so. I mean,
that's a big garden.
That's a pretty big garden.
That's a big garden.
But I can remember not wanting to pick anything, and my grandfather's, I'd run off and say, I'm not doing it. You know, I'm allergic to.
What were you allergic to?
Well, just getting weeds on, you know. But the biggest thrill was getting to go with the cousins in Bell Hay and,
oh man, you can have all you can have all that baling hay. You no, I retired.
You ever cut tobacco? The leaves are.
Let me tell you something. Anything sticky. You do in tobacco is work.
Yeah.
From setting it, planting it, growing the plants, to setting it, to cultivating it. I mean, it is work. Tobacco is a lot of work.
But land back then, you know, we're talking about real estate. That was a big to do. Mom's family had land. My father's family, they weren't. I'm not saying they were poor, but they didn't have. They were hardworking.
Sure, but a lot of people that was just the way you got by back then.
But if somebody wanted to go to college or school, they'd sell. You ever heard the term "sell off the back 40"?
Yeah, sell off
that
the back 40.
That was to put a child through college.
Right.
Or. So. And then where the Arnold House is, the Harold Farm, Daffodil Hills on Main Street.
Okay.
That farm backed up to my great-grandfather's farm, and it was my great-great Walter Ford Rogers. He was a Harvard grad. He was an attorney.
Harvard
in like the 1890s. He married married a Harrell, but the farm's backed up, and then took her to Jacksonville, Florida, and opened up a law office with some of his brothers.
I'll be doggone.
But I like stories.
Oh, I know you love it. You love the history.
I'm gonna write a book one of these days. And
well, you should. Seriously, you
give
really
a shout,
should.
Shout out to Meredith. We have a new dog. His name is Bronx. Because we lost Miller,
right?
Who had been with Meredith for nearly 16 years and with me for me and her for 10 years.
Yeah,
nearly.
Right.
So we started looking. It's about a month ago, and we found one in Livingston, Tennessee.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a white lab.
Oh my goodness! Y'all have
and
that
he's
dog.
He's the greatest. He's had his shots and everything, but we had to go to Livingston to get him. I'm like, oh, we'll just go look. You know, if you go, you're going to get the dog, right?
Probably.
So we got the dog, and she's awesome. I mean, as far as training, I don't know about me training me, but she's training the dogs. She's great at that, and But she started.
Wife's good. My wife has got the patience of Job when it comes to training a dog.
You're a big dog, right?
Yeah, dead right.
But Mayor's doing great with that, and she's starting to play more of an influence in the Mr. Murfreesboro page. She's going to start handling all that, which she's a whole lot better than me. And,
well, that's not.
Do you ever get down to the farmer's market? That's where you need to go.
No,
get
the wife goes. Joni goes lots of times, and it's getting bigger every year, you know.
Yeah.
Now, are you talking
Saturday.
About the one
I'm talking
on
about
the square?
Square
on
yeah.
the square.
It
and then we have
hot.
Another one out at the Agra,
Ag Center on
Ag
John
Center,
Rice Boulevard.
On John
I've
Rice.
Been to that one, too.
Yeah.
I like that one because it's air-conditioned.
Air-conditioned. Great
the
day.
The one on John Rice is inside.
Well, you know, now this year will be a special year because it's election year. So every politician in the world will be on the square come Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Know. Brother, can you spare a vote? You know?
Right. Can you spare a vote? I'm surprised you hadn't had more people trying to get on your show. You know, that's
what Man, what do you think you're doing here? That's what I'm telling you.
Everybody wants right some airtime.
Everybody does. And that's part of it.
Then
that's
you won't
why
hear
we're
from
here.
You won't hear from him for another 4 years, right? No, they're just trying to get their name out.
No,
you know?
They want to get their name out. Sean has been up here.
Sean Wright, he's a good one.
Kurt Wade, Louis Mata has been with us.
You had Tucker Markham on, didn't
Tucker
you?
Tucker was on last week. a lot of the others. Amelia Pont, she's been with us. Oh, I wish I hadn't asked me. I'd have probably been able to tell you then. But you know, we're running the game. Tiffany Fee. Tiffany's running for Rutherford County School Board. And we're trying to give everybody a fair shot. And we will, of course. The big election for the city and county is August 1st. Okay.
Well, and early vote was like a week or two before that.
Are you going to count votes this year?
Don't even bring that up. You heard what happened, didn't you?
I knew you.
Alan Farley.
Alan.
Are you listening there?
I hope he is. And because he's serious about this. I mean, you don't even joke about it, right?
Yeah, but here's what happened. Several years ago, I don't know what election it was, but we were asked to count votes. I'm like, are you serious? Are you really? No, we count the votes, and what does Bill do? Bill gets his phone out and starts doing a Facebook Live. And that's...
Well, I didn't know you did a Facebook Live, but I saw the photo, and I said, man, that's pretty cool. I didn't know Bill Meredith's going to help out.
He texted me, and then Sheriff Fitch, he says, hey, you can't do that. I didn't know.
I did not know that happened. Because you and I were on the air together at that time. Yeah.
Or you're going to vote. Put your phone in the car.
Leave
your phone. But I had no idea. Sure. I learned.
Sure.
Now, they probably... I don't think luckily nothing came of it.
That's fine.
No,
I'll tell you. And, you know, our own Hooper Peniel gives Alan highest marks for the ship he's running up there. Because let me tell you,
it's not
you
easy.
Know, Al, no, it's not easy. And you know, he testified in Washington, D.C.
On
the voting situation we have here. Yes.
Really?
That's how wonderful it has
become. Now it's
done by
paper. The last time I voted in this last election, you vote and then it records it on paper.
It does record it on. I don't know how they do it. I don't know what that process is. I just like, you know, I know it's easy, you know, until we have to vote on all these doggone amendments.
All the conspiracies.
Yeah, all these amendments and all that stuff. You know, last election we had for county election, I only had like, 13, 14 pages of.
And most
of it was amendments, you know. It
seems like you could vote from home, but the tradition.
No, I like going to vote.
I think it's cool.
I like it. You know, we early vote, which is great. And everybody, please get registered.
You need to vote. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, independent. It's important to vote.
Go vote now more than ever.
Yeah.
It is becoming more and more important because, you know, we had a race. Who was the boy that ran for the road board?
Mike Shirley?
Shirley.
Mike, yeah.
He won that race by only...
7 votes or so?
Something like that. Because I was up at the voter
interviewing
office.
Them.
No. I was up there, and Brian was up there, of course, and, of course, Bart Walker.
Yeah.
And we were counting the votes, tabulating them as they come in, okay?
Right.
As WGNS has done for years.
Yeah.
Okay? And we were looking, I was looking for a close race. And at the time, I said, lo and behold, and I think Mike was ahead by only like 3 votes.
Wow.
I circled it in red. We went to a break. I said, okay, Bart, here's your race. You know, because people want to hear that. That's exciting stuff.
Right.
People like it. And he wound up winning. And
unless
I think
you're the loser.
Well, like 7 or 8 votes or something like that. I mean, but that's how important a vote is, you know.
It is. I can remember as a kid, listen to the radio, WGNS.
WGNS, right.
Grandfather, when he was running for office, and Dad, that was a big thing to gather around the radio.
Oh man,
to hear it.
It was it. That was a thing. Yeah, the radio was. You know, it goes back. It's one thing. I don't know. People have said, "Well, why don't you just do your show? Why don't you do a remote and all that?" I like coming up here. Yeah. I like being here at a live studio.
Right.
I just enjoy. I think it's not done much anymore. And if Jackson get in here, we'll go to our last series of breaks before we cut out of here ourselves.
Yeah, something funny. But, when Dave and I were little, my grandmother Rogers, Waldine Rogers, worked for Robert Sutter, the circuit court clerk.
Okay.
And we got to go in at, I don't know, we're 4 or 5, and pull for jury, names for jury.
Really?
So I felt as a kid, I probably, you know, convicted some people. I'm just kidding. I thought that was cool as a five-year-old.
Had an indirect hand in convicting people. Mr. Murfreesboro, Bowie Wilson's our guest. Jackson's on the board. I'm Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Stay with us. We got about 15 minutes left, and we're going to go to our last series of breaks. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Muffet Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Muffet Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
And we are back for our last, 10 minutes or so. Bill, what you got going on?
Man, not much. I was going to ask you, is there another show after this? Is there a show?
There is. There is? Yes. Yes.
Still doing the real estate.
Sure.
That's right. That's going. Got some new listings. Training a dog.
Training a dog.
Well, helping. It depends who you talk to. Meredith would say, no, you know.
He's not okay.
She has one leash on me, one leash on Bronx. But what a name. His name was Bronx, or is Bronx. And
Is he a registered pet?
He has to be, but I don't. He was a rescue.
Right,
so
okay.
So those are, are the best dogs instead of a
They are. You can get some good 10,000 dogs.
Yeah.
You can get, yeah.
But she lived in New York City for like 7 years right after 9/11, and for the dog's name to be Bronx.
Bronx, okay.
Was a sign.
Was that his name when you got him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. So how old is he?
6 months, and he weighs he weighed 51 pounds. We took him to the vet this past week. He lost like 3 pounds, but man, I'm at 210, okay?
Okay.
And we go around the neighborhood, that dog. It's like a sleigh ride. I mean, he pulls me.
He's dragging you.
The first time.
He's taking you for a walk.
He jerked me around.
Yeah, he's taking you for a walk.
And I thought I cracked a rib. I was like, oh, my Lord, I've got cancer. This, you know, I've got a hole in my rib. Meredith's like, you sissy. But he's doing good. He's got puppy. He's got those. He's losing his teeth. It's like a child.
Okay.
He's losing his, I mean, like a baby, not a child.
Okay, all right.
But he's losing his teeth. He's just, we try to figure out how much you think, we think he's going to weigh. I'm thinking 60, 70.
It's a retriever. Our retrievers, of course, they were long-haired, okay, and golden.
Yeah, this one's not long-haired.
I think got up around, 70 or 80 pounds, I think, but we never really watched anything. They made sure they had their shots and all that
right,
good
right.
stuff, you know. But
It's maintenance,
70
man.
Or 80-pound dog is pretty
They like to dog. Eat.
Oh, yes.
And he eats like twice a day.
Right.
And he likes, he's got so much energy.
Well, you can get good food for them, too. Of course, you can get food, every dog food anywhere. But now, I always found with the bigger dogs we had, and we had a beagle hound as well, too. Our son's dog, Sparky was his name.
Sparky.
His original, his real name was Nick's Christmas Surprise. That was his registered name. Okay.
And he was a, what type of dog?
Beagle.
A beagle. All right.
And, but we got to where we'd buy like the 50, 60-pound bag out at the co-op. And it was called.
O'Roy.
It was called.
Was it O'Roy?
No, my wife will not feed him O'Roy. She's got a, Joni's got a, she won't. My babies are not going to eat that. I mean, she feeds me anything. But, I mean, she won't.
Oh, you get the O'Roy.
I get the O'Roy, yeah. But, no, they, but it's a maintenance type food. Now, it's for grown-up dogs. But, no, they can fix you up to anything, too. You know, a lot of these farm supply places now have all types of pet equipment.
Yeah.
TSC and all those places.
Right.
You know.
You can actually go wash your dog there because my sister had – to take her dog, and or I know people also they've gone down there and they give you, you take your dog in there and you wash your dog.
Sure, you can do that.
The groomers don't like it too much.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll leave that as it is.
Yeah,
but, you know. But
so what's going on out in Christiana? Anything?
Thank goodness, nothing much. Had a little rain this afternoon. I had more wind or whatever. Power went off for just a little while, which is really rare.
Yeah.
For us. You know, the folks at Middle Tennessee Electric do a great job.
Right.
And and it's, you know, it's there, and areas of it's still growing, too. Just, I mean.
Oh, yeah. It's growing everywhere, man.
It's unbelievable.
But that's also, people complain, and I always say this, really the only people that can complain about the traffic are the ones that have lived here for 20, 30, 40 years.
Man. I'm telling you. Yeah,
the ones that are complaining are the ones that are on the road complaining.
Do you think we'll ever see that rail down the center of I-24?
I think it'd be nice. I mean, to be able. Yeah. Number one, it's
Lebanon,
cool. It's cool.
Yeah, that's right. One in Lebanon. I don't know. Do people pay to ride that?
There's one. I don't know about when William was smaller. When he was 4 or 5 years old, we took him on a. We went to Watertown, hopped a train there, and they had like cartoon characters. I think they still do this, but we rode the train from Watertown to downtown Nashville, and it had to
right.
go through Lebanon. But
do you have to pay to do that?
Yeah, we had to pay.
Okay, all right, okay.
It was a special thing. It was a cool thing. But
sure.
Here's the deal: if they already have the tracks there, because our railroad here started like in the 1850s, 1860s.
Sure.
But if the tracks are still there and you have access, I mean, it's just another way to get downtown. Nobody wants to get on the interstate. And
no,
I think it
they really don't. And I think that is a thing. I'll tell you what. I think that is a thing, one, between energy costs, talking about fuel.
Right.
Okay. But two, some of us are getting older.
Yeah.
And even some people that are working, they're getting in their 40s, their mid to late 40s or their 50s, you get tired
right.
of sitting in a car an hour and a half, 2 hours a day.
Just the wear and tear
yeah.
on your vehicle
wear
and your body.
Wear your vehicle out and your body, too. And, you know, an hour, hour and a half in the morning, an hour, hour and a half in the afternoon, you're looking at an extra 2 or 3 hours in your day just to
come you're in your
and
car.
Go. Now, a lot of that, since COVID, has been alleviated. There's a lot of folks that are working from home now.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Your big company saw that. Why do we need this big building when
right.
they can just work from
yeah.
home?
And
it's
a,
convenient.
A lot of them, Verizon was one. They sent a
State
lot of
Farm.
Their employees. They sent them home. State Farm. Yeah. Sent them all home, you know.
Just work. And they just check on you while you're on your computer. They have a little, you know, open up the room here.
Sure.
It's but having a train or a rail system, I think, would be great.
It would be pretty cool.
I think
it would be.
I mean,
you know, and a lot of people say, well, why don't you just go down there and tell CSX to do it? Because CSX is a private business.
The only thing that people will not like, if you're downtown Nashville and you have an emergency or you don't... your powers of getting out. Like if you show up somewhere, you're at the mercy
of the line. Yeah, that's what you
Uber.
Do. Yeah, you know. But again, is this not part of what you're growing into as a bigger city?
That's part of it. We got that's growing pains.
Yeah.
Oh. That's part of it.
And we're going to have more, you know.
But I would say I would rather have growing pains
than
just being stagnant.
Just being
There's
stagnant
people
and standing
who
around.
Are
yeah.
envious of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County,
right.
including Smyrna and Eagleville, Rockville. And I will say this, and I'll shut up. The people in Rockville don't like it that Murfreesboro is headed that way. I know I've looked at maps.
I know. I've seen it.
Little pieces like a peninsula out in Rockville. There's like 60 acres out there. Some have Texas owned and they're going to develop it. People in Rockville moved to Rockville for a reason.
It's the country, right? But Sean told me, Sean Wright, of course, he's running for re-election. Kelly Northcutt's another one who's running. Well,
right.
I had Kelly on. But the one thing, they're going to be six lanes.
Right.
Three lanes each way eventually.
Right.
And this is in the works right now. I'm not talking 20 years down the road. I'm talking this is coming about.
Right.
Between here and going to Rockville.
Yeah.
So that will get us almost to Eagleville. Who would have ever thought that? I mean,
it's going to be nice when Jefferson Pike from 840 makes it all the way to Memorial. That's in the works.
Sure.
But, man, I want to say thank you for letting me come up here and hang out with you.
No, it's not a problem. Glad to do it. And hope everybody had a great Father's Day, all the dads and all that.
I wonder if Tennessee's winning.
Tennessee, I don't know.
They were up on North Carolina. It's like 3-0. Yeah. Yeah, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. You know.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Next big thing will be the 4th of July will be coming up.
It's coming up.
Have you talked to Bob Clement lately?
I have not talked to
I'm
going to
call
Clement.
Him.
No. Give him a call if you would.
I'm going to call him.
Let me know how he's doing, first of all.
I will. I'm going to call him.
And, you know, another thing. Now, next week, we're going to have something you might be interested in. We're going to have Jeff Murphy, who's the owner of Delmonico's on the square.
Yes, he's a good guy.
And he is the former MTSU.
He was a quarterback.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
And he is going to be with us next week. He and Steven Reynolds to discuss the NIL situation, name, imaging, and licensing.
That's good. That will be a great show.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
And the portal, and you might as well hit on the portal while you're at it.
The portal,
yeah.
The transfer portal. And they're going to be with, he agreed to be with us, and I thank him already for that. And that's the plan. So
great food, by the
way.
Great food.
Delicious, man.
BLT, I love it.
Good. I haven't tried the BLT, but I've tried. The wife loves the French dip.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like it.
Right.
And great ingredients.
Right.
He's doing
the Reuben's good. That's what Mary has.
I had a Reuben. Yeah. I had pastrami on rye. Hey, man.
I'm starving, man. Thanks for having me, Ed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jackson.
Come back anytime. Jackson's on the board. We're going to get out of here and make room for our next guest. Our next show, by the way. And my name is Ed Raymer for the Ed Raymer Show. And I'll tell you what, till next Sunday at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night, everybody.